So to spotlight the moments that shaped Trump's addresses. By Jasmine Jordan on February 24, 2026. As President Donald Trump prepares to deliver his State of the Union address on Tuesday, a look back at some of the most memorable, surprising, and closely watched moments from his previous speeches highlights how the annual address has provided a stage for legislative priorities, guest tributes, economic milestones, and widely watched exchanges. Below is a roundup of some of the most significant moments covered in past Breitbart News reports. Trump surprises military family with deployment reunion. During the February 4, 2020, State of the Union, President Trump surprised Army Sergeant First Class Townsend Williams' family by announcing that he had returned from deployment in Afghanistan and was present in the chamber. Trump had recognized military spouse Amy Williams of Fort Bragg, North Carolina, and her children, noting that Sergeant Williams was on his fourth deployment. After describing the burden placed on military families, Trump revealed that Townsend Williams was back from Afghanistan and in attendance. Lawmakers responded with sustained applause and chants of USA as the family reunited. A scholarship for Janiyah Davis. During the 2020 address, Trump announced that Philadelphia fourth grader Janiyah Davis would receive an opportunity scholarship during his address to Congress. Highlighting school choice programs and calling on Congress to pass the Education Freedom Scholarships and Opportunity Act, Trump informed Janiyah and her mother, Stephanie, who were both seated in the gallery, that her wait for a scholarship was over and she would attend a school of her choice. Rush Limbaugh awarded the Presidential Medal of Freedom. Also at the 2020 address, President Trump awarded Rush Limbaugh the Presidential Medal of Freedom. The honor came a day after Limbaugh revealed he had been diagnosed with advanced lung cancer. Limbaugh was seated beside First Lady Melania Trump, who placed the medal around his neck. Although Limbaugh knew Trump intended to award him the nation's highest civilian honor, he did not know it would be presented during the address. Angel family honored during border security remarks. In his February 5, 2019, State of the Union address, President Donald Trump honored the Angel family of 81-year-old Gerald David and 80-year-old Sharon David of Reno, Nevada, recognizing their daughter Deborah Bissell, granddaughter Heather Armstrong, and great-granddaughter Madison Armstrong in the gallery. Authorities said 19-year-old Wilbur Ernesto Martinez Guzman, who had been living illegally in the United States for at least a year, confessed to the murders after allegedly stealing a gun from the couple's home. Trump cited the case while urging stronger border security and told the family he would fight in memory of Gerald and Sharon David. Historic minority unemployment numbers. In his 2019 address, Trump stated, African American, Hispanic American, and Asian American unemployment have all reached their lowest levels ever recorded. Cameras showed many Democrats remaining seated following the remark, including House Speaker Nancy Pelosi. It was not the first time Trump spotlighted the figures. In a Breitbart fact check tied to the January 30, 2018, State of the Union, Bureau of Labor Statistics data showed African American unemployment at 6.8% in January 2018, the lowest recorded since the statistic began being published in 1972, with overall unemployment at 4.1%. America becomes number one in oil and gas. During his 2019 address, President Trump declared, "We have unleashed a revolution in American energy. The United States is now the number one producer of oil and natural gas anywhere in the world. Now, for the first time in 65 years, we are a net exporter of energy." A Breitbart News fact check reported that Trump's assessment was accurate, citing the American Petroleum Institute's monthly statistical report released in July, which showed record U.S. production levels in June. Breitbart cited API figures of 10.7 million barrels per day for crude oil and 4.2 million barrels per day for natural gas liquids. Celebrating 50 years since Apollo 11, Trump welcomes Buzz Aldrin. Marking 50 years since the Apollo 11 moon landing, Trump honored astronaut Buzz Aldrin during the 2019 address. Aldrin stood and saluted as Trump noted the anniversary of planting the American flag on the moon. Young cancer survivor Grace Alina received standing ovation. 10-year-old cancer survivor Grace Alina was introduced during the 2019 address as Trump called for support in the fight against childhood cancer. Diagnosed with brain cancer the prior year, Grace completed radiation treatment and had raised more than $40,000 for cancer research. She later received recognition as a Gold Ribbon Hero from the American Childhood Cancer Organization. Holocaust survivors and synagogue hero recognized as Trump tackled anti-Semitism. In 2019, Trump devoted a significant portion of his address to confronting anti-Semitism at home and abroad. Recognizing individuals connected to both the Tree of Life synagogue attack in Pittsburgh and the Holocaust, he acknowledged SWAT officer Timothy Mattson, who was shot 7 times while pursuing the synagogue gunman and had undergone multiple surgeries, and welcomed Pittsburgh survivor Judah Samet, who narrowly escaped the attack and had previously survived Nazi concentration camps more than 7 decades earlier, noting that it was Samet's 81st birthday and that the chamber sang Happy Birthday. Trump also introduced Holocaust survivor Joshua Kaufman, a former prisoner at Dachau who recalled witnessing American troops arrive to liberate the camp, and Hermann Zetschik, a World War II veteran who stormed the beaches of Normandy and later helped liberate Dachau, noting that Zetschik and Kaufman were seated side by side in the gallery. Trump calls for culture that cherishes innocent life. In 2019, Trump urged Congress to pass legislation restricting late-term abortion, using his State of the Union address to spotlight the issue and reference legislative actions in states such as New York and Virginia. And let us reaffirm a fundamental truth. All children, born and unborn, are made in the holy image of God, he said. Referencing proposals that would expand access to late-term abortion, he added, "These are living, feeling, beautiful babies who will never get the chance to share their love and dreams with the world." Trump also cited polling indicating that majorities of Americans favor substantial restrictions on abortion. Democrat women applaud Trump's women's workforce and suffrage remarks. During Trump's 2019 State of the Union address, he remarked, "No one has benefited more from our thriving economy than women, who have filled 58% of the new jobs created in the last year," and later added, "All Americans can be proud that we have more women in the workforce than ever before." He also referenced the 100th anniversary of women's right to vote, stating, "And exactly one century after the Congress passed the constitutional amendment giving women the right to vote, we also have more women serving in the Congress than ever before." After that line, Speaker Nancy Pelosi led a standing ovation of the women in the chamber behind the president and gestured for them to stand and applaud. Trump spotlights North Korean defectors' escape to freedom. During the January 30, 2018, State of the Union address, President Trump recounted the story of North Korean defector Ji Sung-ho, describing how he collapsed from hunger while attempting to steal coal from a railroad car and woke up as a train ran over his limbs, leading to multiple amputations without pain medication. Trump said Ji's brother and sister gave what little food they had to help him recover and ate dirt themselves, permanently stunting their own growth, and that he was later tortured by North Korean authorities after returning from a brief visit to China. He told lawmakers that Ji traveled thousands of miles on crutches across China and Southeast Asia to freedom and now lives in Seoul, where he rescues other defectors and broadcasts into North Korea what the regime fears most. As Trump concluded his remarks, Ji stood and raised his crutches in the chamber, and the audience applauded. 12-year-old recognized for placing 40,000 flags on soldiers' graves. At the 2018 State of the Union address, President Donald Trump recognized 12-year-old Preston Sharp of Redding, California, who began placing miniature American flags on soldiers' graves after noticing that veterans' graves were not marked with flags on Veterans Day and who went on to organize the placement of more than 40,000 American flags and red carnations. Trump said, "Young patriots like Preston teach all of us about our civic duty as Americans." Preston's reverence for those who have served our nation reminds us why we salute our flag, why we put our hands on our hearts for the Pledge of Allegiance, and why we proudly stand for the national anthem.